Welcome to Crump Insights, exploring timely life insurance and retirement planning topics for today's forward-thinking financial professionals. The question and topic for this episode, are you missing out on 10% or more of the population as clients? I'm Brian Bushlack, your host for this series and an active life and health insurance producer. Joining us, Michael Rusk, Senior Vice President, Internal Sales and Administration at Truist Life Insurance Services. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us. Could you tell us the percentage of U.S. population identifying as LGBTQ+ and the trends that we're experiencing here?
Yeah, the trends are very interesting, I think. When we look at currently, there's about 7.2% of the general population that recognizes or identifies themselves as LGBTQ+. But to me, the numbers and the trends are pretty fascinating. When you look at going back from baby boomers forward to the current generation, it's almost doubled each generation. So baby boomers recognize about 2.6% of the population. Gen X is 4.2%. Millennials, 10.5%. And then as we move into Gen Z, it gets us up to about 20.8% that identify as other than a straight individual.
Tell us what's important to gay couples. You're in this market and you have a lot of experience here. What is important to gay couples?
From my perspective, you know, I've had a partner before the gay marriage was passed back in 2015. So I think priorities were a lot different when we were looking at financial planning because there was not legislation or even executive orders that were in place. So when we did our planning, we did it under kind of duress in that we had a medical emergency and had to walk through it. But now since like 2006 on up through gay marriage in 2015, even up to the current market, legislation and executive orders have changed. So financial planning and insurance planning for gay couples looks a lot more like it does for a straight couple. But there are some nuances that I think it's important for people to recognize. A couple of those being family planning. Another one is how they save for retirement or saving for retirement. And then also a move towards LGBTQ plus friendly investing is important to a lot of people within the community.
Let's take a deeper dive into that. Specifically, when it comes to that planning piece, what is different?
Yeah, I'll be glad to. This was an eye-opener for me. I was out with my daughter and her wife and another younger gay couple. They were right in their 30s, and we're having a conversation about they're married and they're looking towards having children. And my daughter mentioned that they've set aside about $40,000 to $50,000 for the process of an in vitro, which to me was just, you know, an astronomical number. When I had children, when I was married to my wife 30 years ago, you know, we worried about just maybe $1,500 for all in expenses for deductibles and out of pocket. But to set aside that amount of money for each child, but even more interesting was when the gay couple had mentioned that they're setting aside between 40 and 70 for a private adoption. And that if they're considering a surrogate, that number could go up to as high as $150,000 per child. So just the fact that that amount of money on the front end of a couple's, you know, being together, to me, changes how we look at financial planning for couples that are interested in having children in the LGBTQ plus community.
That is incredible. And, you know, there are straight couples, obviously, that have dealt with that with in vitro as well. But you think about that for gay couples, and that's got to be baked in to your planning, right?
Yeah, it certainly does. And even one little extra item to add there is the legal cost of doing some of this, even outside of those procedures, can be another, you know, call it $5,000 to $10,000, just to make sure that there's proper parental rights in place, especially for the non-biological parents.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that it just doesn't stop there.
And talk about estate planning as well. How has that evolved over the years and what all does that entail?
To me, estate planning becomes, with married gay couples, it becomes more in line with the traditional married couples, the planning that they've done in the past. When you look at the Gay Marriage Act and legalization back in 2015, it really opened up the door for planning to be more in line with straight couples in that you have Social Security benefits that can pass, pension and work benefits that can pass. as well as the right to transfer property at the death of one spouse to that surviving spouse. And then also you get the benefit of making sure that you can utilize the IRS marital deduction, which from a tax standpoint is very beneficial. So I think the planning looks a lot the same now, certainly much more in line than what it was 5 or 10 years ago.
Mike, what remains a hurdle, though? You know, a lot of this has been streamlined and normalized, right, in terms of the planning piece here. But what sticks out to you right now that still is an issue to overcome when you're planning for same-sex marriage couples?
I think a couple of things stand out to me. One, as we mentioned, making sure that you're considering the family planning piece, if that's something that the couple is considering, because that's a huge financial commitment. When we look at even saving for retirement, it's a little bit different in the planning process. When you look at LGBTQ plus individuals, there tends to be a disparity in income versus their straight counterparts. And then also there's, on average, there's about $16,000 of additional college debt that the LGBTQ plus individuals assume after graduation that is a little bit of a disparity there between their straight counterparts. One thing that also sticks out to me is saving for retirement. When we get past those two hurdles in terms of having some additional debt as well as income disparity, saving for retirement looks a little bit different because studies show that LGBTQ plus individuals want to be in an area that's comfortable to them. So they tend to seek out larger type urban areas. And with that comes higher cost of living and expenses that may not be seen in the regular population that just wants to look at an area that is, you know, maybe more rural. And also one other thing that I would like to point out is the opportunities that individuals have, like myself, that live in urban areas, they have access to resources, you know, because there's many firms that concentrate on LGBT plus community planning. But there is a disparity when you look at rural markets. There's less of a focus and less of an acceptance. And I think that's a struggle for people that live in those rural type areas. They tend to experience somewhat of a discrimination, I feel like, there when it comes to planning and having opportunities to meet with financial planners that know what is important to that market.
And speaking of that, that was my next question, Mike, is what can advisors do, those who are straight, to identify better and understand better what's going on in this market and how to serve this market?
I think it becomes education. So I think there's a piece that's on them to learn a little bit more about what's important to somebody in the LGBTQ plus community. And this also comes down to just doing that proper discovery and what their concerns are, right? So I think if you flush those out in the beginning of the process, it allows you to better understand what's important and how you can help them and grow in that relationship.
So really no different than what you do with any client, right? Ask the right questions and listen.
That's exactly it. You're correct.
Well, helpful insight, Mike. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Brian. I've enjoyed it.
Crump Life Insurance Services, a leading third-party distributor and service provider of insurance and retirement products, is part of Truist Insurance Holdings Incorporated, the seventh largest insurance broker in the world. Crump supports the distribution of life insurance, annuities, long-term care, linked benefits, disability, and health products with the industry's premier sales and back-office support and technology services. Marketing under the following brands: Crump, Truist Life Insurance Services, Risk Writer, TELUS, and Time. Source, Business Insurance Magazine, using 2019 brokerage revenue generated, 2020 issue. For financial professional use only, not intended for use in solicitation of sales to the public, not intended to recommend the use of any product or strategy for any particular client or class of clients, for use with non-registered products only. Crump operates under the license of Crump Life Insurance Services, LLC, Arkansas License 10010-3477. Products and programs offered through Crump are not approved for use in all states. Copyright 2023. Crump Life Insurance Services, LLC.